Nolte, Wattrak Meltdown Defending Anti-Semite Ilhan Omar. By John Nolte on February 2, 2023. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D-fascist, melted down on the House floor Thursday after anti-Semitic Representative Ilhan Omar, D-Jew hater, was denied a spot on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Omar's hatred of Israel and Jewish people in particular has been on permanent display the entire time she's been in the House. Omar also loathes America, so it makes little sense to have someone so full of hate for Western civilization in general on a vital committee. After the vote came down along party lines, 218 to 211 to deny Omar the seat, Omar's fellow squad member, Ak, put on a hysterical performance full of volume but little truth or insight. Partial transcript. Something something, 9/11. Something something, racism against Muslim Americans. Something something, racism and incitement of violence against women of color. Something something, threatened my life. Then Ak put on a fake preacher voice, which I have to admit I did not see coming. Partial transcript. Don't tell me that this about a condemnation of anti-Semitic, something something. Something something, Jewish space lasers. Something something, targeting women of color. Something something, my life was threatened. This is what you call performing for CNN and MSNBC. What's funny is that the Jewish folks who work at CNN and MSNBC will gush over Ak defending a rabid anti-Semite and then rage against the evil and racist GOP for denying an open anti-Semite from sitting on a House committee. Honestly, we're at a point where the corporate media are so broken that if an Adam Schiff, D. Liar, or Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar nuked Israel, the spin would be Republicans pounce on Democrats over nuking of country run by right-wing extremist Netanyahu. Here's what Omar said after losing the vote. There is this idea that you are a suspect if you are an immigrant, or if you are from certain parts of the world or a certain skin tone, or a Muslim. It is no accident that members of the Republican Party accused the first black president, Barack Obama, of being a secret Muslim. Well, I'm Muslim. I am an immigrant, and interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy? Or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? She forgot, I am a House member who hates the Joasts. It was former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the old, who launched the tradition of denying the minority party the right to put whoever they chose on committees. So what's all the whining and lying and hysteria about? Your rules, ladies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.